If you want to open your Bibles to Matthew 5, that'd be a good place to start. The message that I'm doing today was came out of something different. I was reading over this passage. I wanted to speak on it, but I was thinking about doing it in a different context. But then I read it and realized that I probably would have looked a little funny doing it because it didn't kind of fit what I really wanted to say. And it was saying something else that I found rather profound last night. And so read this with me, and then I want to share that with you. And it says, I'm going to be in verse 3 first. It said, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called the sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of things of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven, for in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you." Now, I was looking over this passage, and I wanted to talk about all the blessings that would happen if you were those things. But, you know, then I was looking over it and realizing that all those things that he was talking about, the poor in spirit, the meek, the mourning, those are all things that happen to us in life, right? So there are times when family members die or you lose a job or something, and you get sad. And then, you know, Jesus comes along in this, and he's talking to all these people who are probably somewhere in here already. They're upset about what's happening in their life, and he says, "You're blessed because of it." And I was looking through that and, you know, going, you know, there's a lot of hard times that we come to, and we are always feeling, you know, that downtroddenness, that kind of shame or you know, just that hopelessness that happens when we're going through hard times. And, you know, Jesus, he comes along, and one of the first things he tells people is, "You're blessed simply because you're going through that." You know, that there's God's provision and all these things get poured out on you simply because you're going through hard times, simply because you're upset, simply because you're living life. And that hit me pretty profoundly, that, you know, just living life causes God to bless you, that there are just things that happen to us. You know, I was talking recently with a lady I work with, who she was telling me, you know, that you need to be always praying and always before God and doing whatever it is you're doing, you know, just so that you're certain that the path you're walking out is always correct. And I was saying, yeah, that's true. But then I find myself at times not being able to screw whatever God wants to do up, you know. She was like saying something to that effect, and I was like, yeah, but no matter how hard I try, I just can't seem to screw up God's plans, you know. And just, I know I'm in the right place because everything that I do just kind of seems to work out, whether it is that I'm, you know, late on all my homework or whatever. There just seems to be some blessing that happens, and in the end I get it done, and you know, things go on, and I'm progressing in the right way. And I think the same thing happens for all of us, you know, that you're doing something for God, and then hard times happen and you wonder what's going on. But, you know, the truth is that God's already working in your circumstances, that God's making that provision there. You know, Jesus has this parable where he talks about clothing the fields of the earth and feeding the birds and all these things. And he says, you know, if God does all those things for animals that are here today and gone tomorrow, how much more is he going to do that for you? How much more is he going to be working for on your behalf, working to provide for your needs, working to do, you know, everything to get you where you need to go? And it just kind of hit me that, you know, there's this connection here that Jesus makes before he even goes into that, before he goes into this thing that he started here, was the beginning of his Sermon on the Mount, where he spends a lot of time talking with people about, you know, where they're at, and then, you know, what's expected of them. He goes from here into talking about the attitudes of the heart and the Beatitudes. That's kind of a little different from where I wanted to go. But, you know, he goes into all that saying, you know, where you are now, you're blessed. Where you are now, you're okay. Where you are now, God is working in your life, you know. And you don't have to, you know, be striving for all these things over here to get that blessing. You don't have to be striving for all these things to make life work for you. Life is already, you know, going that direction. Just know that before, you know. That was one of Jesus' first messages, was that you're okay right now, that I'm working for you right now, that God is taking care of everything right now. And You know, I was in this class preaching sermon prep, and one of the messages that we were supposed to look over and critique, you know, he was given this whole outline about like resting in God, but they were all talking about, you know, a future hope. And so one of the things that I was noticing while doing that was, you know, what about the right nows? What about, you know, what I'm going through today? What happens right now? And you know, what Jesus is saying here is that you're blessed right now, that things are working for you right now. And I really just wanted to bring that encouragement to you guys this morning, that God's got blessing planned for your life, you know, that provision happens, you know. A friend of mine had been telling me that he just, like, you know, was worrying about things, and a lot of people do. And it's hard to explain why it's okay not to worry about things, because they just kind of come in anyway. There's just a lot of things, you know, where you kept up at night wondering, how am I, you know, going to pay for this, or how am I going to get this done, or, you know, where is this going to go? What's going to happen? I don't know anymore. And you're left feeling confused, frustrated, and all these things, and you're worrying. And, you know, there is the message that, you know, you don't need to worry because God's taking care of it. You know, that even though this is hard, that you can't necessarily feel good about what's going on, good is going on. That life is still, you know, happening in you. That life will be transformed for you. That blessing will happen. You know, that just instead of relying on the fact that you don't know what's going to happen, know that God has already, you know, plotted that out. That God has made the way clear for you. That God has you know, provided for you, has blessed you in whatever it is you're doing. It's just an awesome truth, and that's, I don't know how to explain how it hit me, because I was going in a different direction with this message, and I wanted to say, it was mostly the same thing that I think I wanted to say, but some of it was just that, you know, that when Jesus goes into all the Beatitudes and he says, be loving and be kind and be all these things, I was thinking, you know, there's a lot that goes into that we need to be conscious of and trying and working towards those things. But there's also a lot that, you know, we just already are, that there's all these things that happen. And then I was reading this, and, you know, I was thinking, well, you know, instead of in the good times, or when we're trying to work for something that, you know, we know we want to be better at, that we feel like we're being blessed because we're going there. What about the times when we're going completely in the opposite direction, and we're just, you know, really not trying for anything, or we've lost all focus on trying to be loving and be kind and you know, just to even stay in the right lane when going through traffic? You know, we're just like, you know, I don't really have time to worry about all the rules per se that you want to impose on me. You know, but there, even in those times when we don't feel like we have time to stop and worry about being happy or worry about being loving or caring or anything else, because, you know, the dog just got ran over and the car just exploded and, you know, now your kid's whining because he's hungry and, you know, blah, 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 and all these things, that you never seem to, you know, be able to say, it's taken care of. You know, I don't have to worry about it. I don't have to, you know, press myself to be concerned with what's going on. I don't have to feel like the world is coming down on me, because I know that everything is going to be lifted up, that God's already got that provision for us. That is just something that you need to ingrain in yourself. Last week when I was talking about remembering God, this is, I think, what I was really trying to get at, was that, you know, we go through life and we can't ever seem to focus on what it is that's really important. We seem to focus on all the little things that are tearing us down, that are taking away from our experience with God. But, you know, God's got all the blessing and provision that you could ever ask for and more, and he's already given it to you. And so if you just remember that, then I think you'll be more successful, and I think you'll be a little less, you know, concerned with what's going on. You know, it'll just help you to know that you don't have to worry about these things, and you don't have to strive all the time to do that. That it's already there. You know, you remember God, and then you remember that he's taking care of all those problems you have with money, and he's taking care of the relationships that you're going through, that, you know, you're having trouble to get there. But when you remember God, you remember, you know, in these hard times I'm blessed, in the better times I'm blessed, you know, in the right nows And in the future, you know and you remember that God is always working for you and that He's always there to help you. You know, He said that He will never leave us or forsake us. And you know, last week I was trying to remember, you know, why don't we ever, you know, keep that at the top of our list of things to remember, that God, being the creator of the universe, the provider of everything that we got, you know, you think you would remember He's there every now and then. You know, I think that, you know, we can make that our focus. And, you know, the conflict I have sometimes is, you know, you say things like that and then people say, well, yeah, but there's still all this stuff you got to do. And it's true. There is stuff that we got to do. But, you know, remembering that kind of makes it a little less daunting of a task. When you have to feel that you're climbing that mountain on your own, it looks a little, you know, risky. Mostly because I don't think anybody here would know. Well, not most people. I think Chris could probably do it in like 20 steps. But, you know, most people don't, like, climb a mountain regularly. So there's a lot of things that you kind of would need help with if you were going to do that. There's just a lot of things that, you know, when you're walking down the road of life, you aren't expecting, that you weren't prepared for. And, you know, but God's there with you and He's expecting them. He's prepared for them and He's made, you know, provision for that. So when the obstacles come, you can get over them. And when the, you know, when the weather turns bad, you've got a place that you can rest in. And, you know, all these things are there for you. And, you know, I just wanted to exonerate you guys to know that's there, you know. That God is always walking with you, that God has provided for you, that He's blessed you in the hard times and in the good times. You know, it's always there. And, you know, I think that's a great thing about God. That no matter how hard we try and screw up His plans, or no matter how much we're walking in His ways, you know, that He's there on both sides of it. That He's always, you know, He's always with us. He's always ready and He's always, you know, willing. He's got an open ear. You know, He's got an open hand, you know. He'll take you where you need to go, and, you know, He'll walk every step of that road with you. That, you know, all these things that we kind of tend to get worried about and we keep inside, and, you know, the emotions, the feelings, the thoughts, the doubts, all that stuff, you know, you can let it go. You know, there's great freedom in God simply because you can do that. You know, you don't have to hold on to the anger, the resentment, the sorrow, all these things that you really, you know, at times feel like holding on to because you're justified in it, or, you know, it just, life isn't fair, and so you get to hold on to this and complain and be bitter and enjoy your misery and make other people miserable. You know, there's just, it makes no sense to do that. It's a lot, you know, easier to let go of those things. It's a heavier burden. You know, Jesus says that His yoke is easy and His burden is light. So let him have that, you know. Let Him take all the things that you don't really need to be carrying. You know, it's a lot of stuff to worry about, to have to think that, you know, I've got to drag all my past with me, and then to look forward and see, great, I got a lot more coming. You know, it's dashing to your hope, and it's crushing to your faith if you simply focus on all those things. And I think what, you know, what God has done all throughout, you know, our lives is, He said, you know, you can really let go of that stuff. You can let Me be there, you know, even though you're going through hard times. I've blessed you. I've made provision. And you know, I'll carry it through. You know, God is the one who has made that covenant. He's made that promise to us that He'll do those things for us, you know, that He will help us always. So, you know, instead of holding on to all the things that we don't really need, but, you know, we just can't seem to let go of, you know, you need to lay those things before God. You need to say, you know, all right, well, I know that I'm being blessed right now. I know that You've made provision. And, you know, there's something inside of me that's, you know, saying that it's really okay for me to hold on to this, but I don't want to hold on to this anymore. I don't want to do this. I don't want this life to happen like this. I want to be a faith-filled person who lives a free life, who knows that You are there, who can trust that You're doing these things for me, that you are constantly before me in providing and care and love and concern. You know, all those things that God does, you know, it really is important that we can recognize, rely on those things. And God does those things. He is those things. There was a time When I kind of, you know, was of the impression that, you know, God can do whatever he wants. He's all powerful and he can. And so I would argue with people and say, well, since he can do whatever he wants, then he can really choose not to be those things, or he could choose not to do those things. Not that he ever would, but, you know, he has the power. And then it came to me and it hit me that, you know, God doesn't, you know, God isn't evil and he's not, you know, abusive or anything, because he really is, you know, a loving and caring person. That he does have qualities that are intrinsic. That he does have these things that, you know, that he always is. That, you know, that what we kind of see as a feeling, love, and all those things that God embodies in himself, because he is those things. So, you know, in the hard times, when we've got that little ray of hope, that there's God. You know, when we've got a loving family and stuff, there's God there. When we've got, you know, a blessing in our lives, that's God there. You know, God is, you know, what he says he is. So, you know, we can rely on that and say that when we see those things, to recognize that. But, you know, in the harder times when we're, you know, faced with, you know, mostly the doubt and the frustration and the fears, we can let those go because we know that God is on the other side of those things, you know, counteracting what's trying to destroy you. And, you know, that little hope that you seem to have, you know, is really a much bigger hope than you give it credit for, because God is there providing for it. So, you know, that little light that you see, well, you know, it looks this big from over here, it really feels, you know, your whole life. But you gotta, you know, trust that you'll get there. You gotta, you know, walk along the way knowing that you're blessed, that you're provided for, that you're cared for. And, that, you know, just rest in that. Be encouraged by that. I spent a long time thinking about this message and how I could change it and do it. But, you know, I think that this morning and what's been happening just in my life recently, you know, is that I just needed to be encouraged by God, knowing that he's there, knowing that I'm cared for, knowing that I'm going to make it. You know, it's like what I was saying last week about just that mundane feeling that kind of happens sometimes, that, you know, we're not really sure, you know, what's happening anymore. We kind of lose sight of where God is and what God's doing. That, you know, he's there. He's made that provision for you. You know, he's done it in my life. You know, I've been reading through these passages and I've just been impressed with how much God really has gone before me, and he's going with me to make sure that I succeed at what I'm doing, to make sure that, you know, what feels like it could be a daunting task or misleading, in what way is God, you know, is there, and he's reminded me that, you know, I'm there, that this really does have a purpose, that there's going somewhere, that you're going to make it through. And I think that's something that we can all trust and rely on, right? To know that he's there, to know that he cares, to know that we're going to succeed. That's things that, you know, that we don't hear all the time from anybody, you know, but it's there in Scripture. Jesus said it. God himself said that it's okay, that you're going to make it, that you're blessed now, that you're blessed always. So, Lord, we come to you today thanking you that you are here to bless us, that in our hard times and our struggles, that you've caused good to be around us, that whatever seems in front of us that we can't recognize what's happened, that you've made the provision, that you are there walking with us. We thank you, Lord, that you can be who you truly are for us, that you can be love to us, that you can be provision for us, that all these things that we need to know inside of ourselves, that we are accepted by you and loved by you, and that we can make it because of you. We are just grateful for that today. I am thankful, Lord, to know that I've got a future and a hope to rely on, that my faith is founded in something firm, and that I will, you know, always have a place, a pillar, a strong point to rely on in my life, that even though things may be confusing or hard or frustrating or annoying or whatever it is that's going on in my life, I can trust and know that you've taken care of it, Lord, that you have made provision and you have blessed us. And we thank you for that in all of our lives today, God. In Jesus' name, amen.